Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Who do we have?
Deep in LA, well, you know, my favorite.
Your favorite one.
My favorite guest. We have talked about this on like 17 episodes.
Wait, really? Yes.
They bring this back up every time.
My ears are burning.
So, Jared, you were Jared's favorite guest of all time. In my opinion, you told the greatest story maybe in the history of Drinking Bros.
And played the greatest game.
Oh, yeah. Like, with your scary house that you wanted to have.
Yeah. No, Scary Park.
Scary Park.
Yeah.
Scary Park, USA. Hasn't realized it yet. Still working on it. Still drawing up plans, but still there.
So you're still Jared's obsession. And every single time we come to LA, he's like, dude, we got to get Freddy. We go, cool, Freddy. Man, it was the fucking best show ever. It was the best show. And it was. It was one of our favorite shows.
By the way, real quick, I got the next Scary Park. Ready to go.
Uh-oh.
Look, Halloween is right around
the corner.
That's phase one. Yeah.
This is our Halloween episode.
This is our Halloween episode.
This one Halloween?
Yeah. This will be...
We'll make this one Halloween.
Yeah. We'll make it Halloween.
You guys got any like spooky ghost stories?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we'll go into that tonight.
Okay. All right.
But first, we got some sponsors who pay for this fucking shit to be on the air. Freddie, which is still shocking. It's still shocking that we have sponsors, because the way we talk about them has gotten just more and more horrific.
Let's just take it to a new level today, just for him.
Yeah. Let's do it for Freddie One. Yeah. First up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Strike cum, strike balls. I got some queef on my jeans. If you've got, let's say you're in a club. And a girl is rubbing her pussy all over you, and you've got some queef on your jeans, the only thing that's going to get that scent out is a little Strike Force energy.
It's known, actually, nobody knows that it
queef
can do
deterrent.
That. Well, it's most scents. Like, I've used it for blood and urine and other things, like, but it does get the scent out, like that hard copper penny smell.
Oh,
you get rid of it right away with a little Strike Force energy.
Everybody knows that queef copper penny smell, you know, where you're just like, oh,
just one of the month.
Go to a liquor store that is in the wrong part of town and grab a penny out of the take a penny tray.
Ooh.
Hold that up to your nose and smell it. That's queef on your jeans. The only way you're gonna get that out is fucking strikeforceenergy.com. Because they've got different flavors that can cover it up.
First time I ever got queasy touching a door handle was today at the McDonald's right there. Like, I was like, ooh, I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
Need a little Strike Force on that handle.
Welcome to AIDS over there. We're on Hollywood and Highlands.
Strike Force also disinfects, correct?
It does. It disinfects. Yeah. It's
So it could be used as a post-sexual lubricant?
Yeah. Well, little known fact, like if you
pre and post.
If you didn't pull out, you can actually insert a Strike Force and it'll kill that baby.
It'll kill the baby. It's a plan B is what it is. And that's how powerful Strike
right,
Force
there it is.
Is.
There it was. There right it was. There. We just took it.
Bar's been
Thank
set.
Thank you, Sean.
Bar's been set. That one's for you, Sean Mattson and Bruce Schley, the owners of Strike Force Energy.
You guys now, you now have been deemed not only a disinfected, a sexual lubricant, but an abortion piece. Kind of like that van we saw yesterday. Bad abortion?
Bad abortions? No problem. We saw a van that said bad abortions on it. Maybe they had call Strike Force in there. Like, yeah, call a lawyer.
Oh, it was okay. I thought it was like, come on in.
No. It looked like that from the get-go. When we pulled up, we were like, oh, shit. I just, like, there was a Mexican dude with a hanger hanging out the back.
No,
and I was
dude,
like,
it's a Russian abortion clinic. It's just a kind of like an alleyway with a Russian with a bat and a bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, how much worse is your day getting when it's like, oh shit, I had a bad abortion. Now this van, this is the solution to my problem.
I didn't even think.
This
law
van
options?
Based, this van based solution. You seen that around here in Hollywood? They have the topless maids vans.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah,
should
yeah.
we order one tomorrow?
Take it a step further. My buddy did it. So we watched.
I was about to say podcast guest.
This is a terrible story, but let me finish the end of Strike Force. Go to strikeforceenergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. They've got a subscription to the month club. They got a 750 milliliter bottle that you can just pop a couple squirts in and boom, boom, get on your way. Strikeforceenergy.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off. The topless maids. Yeah. We did a fantasy football league.
Okay.
And we all got together on a Sunday, trashed the place at my buddy's house. And then he was like, man, we should all just fucking pitch in and get the topless maids and watch them clean. Everybody pitched in, got the topless maids. They came over and cleaned the house while we watched football the rest of the day and we're drunk.
Yeah.
It wasn't as rad as you think it's going
like,
to be.
Like, here's the question. How is the cleaning?
The cleaning was fine.
Like, I feel like that's the problem with that is you're kind of getting like 50% of
yes,
both.
Yes, he's absolutely
right. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, it's like...
Yeah, but you're also watching these topless women clean your house and you can't do anything with it. Like, they
exactly,
weren't down to
that's
fuck.
Shitty.
Yeah, they weren't down to fuck or anything like that. So it was just like, yeah, you know, there was 10 dudes over there just watching football. And you're like, the novelty of it was funny.
Yeah.
Where you were just like, oh, sweet.
Maybe your game was off because I know what I would do. I'd look one of them right in the eyes. I got a 2009 Kia Sorento with your name on it. Listen, I just vacuumed out the back seats, scotch guarded them.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid, any liquid, just beads right off.
I've got a mixtape CD in there. On an 8-changer, and the first song that's going to pop up is Queef on My Jeans.
Listen, sweetheart, I've got a Sears card with a $375 limit. It's all yours once a month. No holds barred.
I've got a Sears
no
card with my
asked.
Cousin's name on it. That is for you. That is for you.
I got a Netflix account that I'm borrowing from my friend.
Exactly. Exactly.
How's she going to pass that up?
Ugh, God.
Yeah,
who
she's
knows?
Like, I was cleaning houses yesterday. Today? I got a 2008 Kia Sorento.
Kia Sorento.
Sears card.
Yeah, and a Sears card.
Once a month.
What up, bitch?
Yeah, what?
next up, we got ghostbed.com. Sleep so good, it's scary. You sleep so good, it's scary.
The bed market is booming right now.
Everybody,
T-Pain all of a sudden is in the bed market.
People are in
we
the beds, man.
We can't believe T-Pain.
No.
Nobody believes that T-Pain sleeps.
And to be honest, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So don't listen to T-Pain and his bullshit ass bed that he's pushing.
Yeah, it's
everybody
fucking,
knows I sleep.
Exactly.
Horribly.
Oh, yeah.
I sweat a lot. Mostly I have ketchup and stuff all over me.
We actually
bring food into the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he brings food into the ghost bed. We all have these ghost beds and they're fucking fantastic. That's no lie. And we have they came with these pillows.
Inexpensive. They have good pillows and they come in a box. And
wait,
it's
no,
like,
the good. I need new pillows. My pillows. You know that fold test with pillows? Are supposed to fold in half.
Yes.
And it's supposed to like spring back.
Yeah.
Damn, my shit, they'll do that.
No.
Ghost bed pillows.
These are those money. Memory foam ones, and they've got like some sort of aloe scent in them.
And
so
it's,
they
a,
smell
it's a
like
shape, too.
Delightful.
It's like a shape.
It's the fucking best. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros or type in the promo code drinkingbros for $50 off, and you get two free pillows with the fucking mattress, which is the goddamn jam. And it just ships right to your house. Also, if you're thinking to yourself, fuck, a mattress is an expensive purchase. They've got a pay-as-you-go plan, which is cool. So,
and
but you
I
spend
think
all your time in the mattress, though.
Exactly. A third of your life.
A third of your life
is on the mattress. You better take care of yourself.
Courtesy
go to
of Evan. You know, Evan's been going down the sleep thing.
Forward slash drinking bros.
I think GhostBeds is going to start also offering a coupon for carpet cleaning just in case your cat throws up.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Big fan of GhostBed.com. Next up, we have WarfighterTobacco.com. Some of the finest cigars in the land. If you don't got them, go get them and smoke them. These cigars are great for smoking after an abortion. So if you're celebrating an abortion.
They absolutely are.
Great. They're, look, a funeral, a wedding, a threesome. If you're going to celebrate.
You should have a cigar after
a
threesome.
You should have a cigar afterwards.
A devil's threesome or like a regular threesome?
What's a devil's threesome?
That's two dudes, one girl.
Oh, God.
What?
No. No.
What do you mean, oh, God?
You wouldn't do a cigar after that? I feel like. That's like the one to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, that's
after.
When you just shared a female with your buddy. Now
I guess share
a cigar.
You might as well share
her.
The cigar.
Yeah,
you know, like
I mean,
hey,
and maybe share it with her.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Put it out on her afterwards.
Fuck.
I told you we're going the worst ever for the sponsors of all time. OJ Simpson bought a ghost bed from ghostbed.com using the promo code Drinking
Bros. He did
Bros,
because
so.
You know he was tired of his back pain in jail. Like
it was
his first splurge. Once
now
he got
now
out,
he's
ghost
sleeping
bed.
Like a baby and he's ready to kill again.
Well, no, he's hunting down the killers.
Yeah, he's still looking.
He can finally begin.
And when they find him, you can go to warfightertobacco.com, get yourself a cigar, and celebrate with OJ that they finally found the killers after all these years of diligent looking. They're 100% combat veteran owned.
Could you imagine if, like, in 1 year, he literally uncovered the biggest conspiracy, and it was those two magicians from Vegas, the gay guys.
It was like Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. That would be like, amazing.
Is it going to have
Siegfried
proof
and Roy
the
somehow.
Tiger did it? Yeah. Like the alive tiger still did it?
That's why the head was almost off.
Yeah.
It was a tiger bite. No one thought that?
Well, when it happens, we're going to celebrate with WarfighterTobacco.com. They are hand-rolled cigars in the Dominican Republic made with real Cuban seeds. And ship right to your fucking mouth hole. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 10% off. They got some dope ass apparel, and we're a big fan of Warfighter Tobacco.
That's the trick with cigars. I'm like a cigar guy.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
Fuck, good dude.
Here's a
Drinking Bros cigar on there.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, here's the trick though, right? Like, what happened is all the good cigar creating, like you know, like where the techniques are. It went out of Cuba. It's the seeds are there, but it's like you can get it at other places.
Oh, yeah.
That's the secret. Everyone's like, Cuban cigars got to be Cuban. It's like, not really, actually. If you know what you're talking about,
Last but not least, we got BlackRifleCoffee.com. Jared is a co-owner out of Salt Lake City. It is a premium roast-to-order blend. And again, if you have a prostitute that just won't leave, there's nothing better than getting her out of your house like a fresh hot pot of coffee right to the face. And you can get that at BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Fresh, therefore the burns will be fresh.
Guaranteed second degree or higher.
Yes.
They've also got a subscription of the month club. And the coffee club, highly recommend being a fucking member of because you get free shipping. And they got deals on all kinds of other cool products. And their apparel is some of the finest in the land. I'm actually wearing it. So are you.
I am too.
But you own the company, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm wearing it just because I like it. Just because I like it.
I just don't want to shop.
I get it. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com. Get a subscription to the month club. We all have one. I actually just ordered another one onto my account.
We have a guest sponsor,
so you're making
too.
Like a lot.
Guest sponsor.
Who's our guest sponsor?
Rocket Jump.
Oh fuck!
Is that or what?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, like,
what's a sponsor? Like,
wait,
you name it.
BlackRifleCoffee.com. The promo code is Drinking Bros for 20% off.
How am I sponsored? I'm not
whatever
paying
sponsor you want.
Oh, here's what. I'll tell you. Here's what it is. We have a podcast too.
Whoa, what is
go
it?
For
we got
it.
In on it.
It's sponsoring Drinking Bros.
Sponsoring
right now.
Drinking
yeah, yeah,
Bros.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's called Story Break.
Story Break.
So
awesome.
What it is we basically we were kicking around. Here's how it started. We were like, yo, Assassin's Creed movie sucked. We're like, how can nobody do like a good video game movie? So we're just kicking around ideas for stuff. We're like, hey, we should. Some of these are not bad ideas for things. So we basically every week we take an idea and then we try to make a movie out of it. And like actually do go through the process. It's not just like bullshitty. Like, oh, if this happens. Like we actually try and like break down from a writer's perspective. Like, what's the movie
God
that
damn,
would be?
I'm listening
so we
to
did.
This.
Sure. So we did like the Jar Jar Binks movie. So like you know right like everyone's like, oh, there's gonna be a Han Solo movie. It's like, nah, Jar Jar needs his own movie.
Oh, that's dope, dude.
We did one for
I have a despine hatred for him. because
episode one
came out,
yeah,
and it was the biggest thing ever, and all my friends got cool Star Wars Episode One nicknames.
You
guess
got your...
who I was?
No Jared, way,
Jared Binks.
Can no I go, can, way.
Oh yes. No way. Can I? I'll take this a step further and go full circle with this whole thing.
Yeah,
you know he's my buddy.
No. Yes. Yes, he was in two of your movies.
I put him in two.
Oh, that's right.
Two of my films.
Do we still have contact with him?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Why? Absolutely. Can't we meet him?
By the way, I'm telling you, your opinion of Jar Jar will change after this episode.
Okay.
Like he becomes like the unsung hero.
Here's
of
the
Star
thing.
Wars.
So, like, what I can say,
I think he has despine anger in him.
Oh yeah.
His name is I don't know if he pronounces it Ahmad best, but or Ahmed.
And it's Ahmed. Yeah.
He is one of the genuinely like funniest dudes on the planet. He was in FDR. I've put him in like three of my movies. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah,
I love him. And I didn't know he was Jar Jar Binks. So he came in and auditioned for me.
Yeah.
For FDR, American Badass, and he was so fucking funny. And I was like, oh man, get this guy. That'd be awesome. So hired him. Didn't think a word about it.
Yeah.
And I don't really look at people's resumes too often.
Pure soul like that.
No, it's
are you good?
Yes.
Yeah,
are
exactly.
you right for the part?
Yeah.
And like. I will say this. Everybody I've chosen over the years, and not to like yank my own dick, has gone on to become famous, but they weren't famous when I hired them. Mm-hmm. They were just the best there was. And like you see
Peters,
their
tell
talent.
Me about Peters.
Yeah, Peters, Edie Patterson, Desi Leidix on The Daily Show, Rob Hubel. Shit, he was in my first one. Like, that guy's in every fucking goddamn thing. But with Ahmed, it was the same way where I hired him. He was great. We showed up to set. Shot his scenes, and then afterwards, like a group of extras grabbed me and they were like, "Yo, man, do you mind if we get a picture with Jar Jar Binks?" And I was like, "Where?
No
where?
Shit, really?
Where?" And I was like, "Well, that's him. That's him."
No,
but no, that was on Pool Boy because Pool Boy was first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Pool Boy, and he goes, "Well, that's him." And I was like, "Oh fuck!" I was like, "I didn't know."
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How would you know with the costume and the makeup and all that? Like, how
that's
the fuck
crazy.
Would you know? And so. They took a picture with him, whatever, and on the way out, I thanked him for doing the movie. He was done with the movie. And I said, hey, man, I didn't know you were Jar Jar Binks or whatever. And he goes, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like been my thing.
Is
and
he
like,
the voice, too?
Haunted.
I think so.
Yeah.
He was on both. He was motion actor and voice as well.
Yeah, but that's it's like cool. this character was so hated that it kind of haunted his thing.
Bane of his existence.
Yeah. And so he was like, yo, man, I appreciate you giving me a shot.
That's what you need. You need a follow-up with him.
Shit, yes. Yeah, so
to your
Jar Jar episode.
So he goes, I really appreciate you giving me a shot. Like, you know, a lot of people won't hire me and things like that.
Oh,
shit. He does a lot of commercials. And I was like, dude, he's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, man, no offense, but like, I'm not a gigantic Star Wars fan. I was like, I saw it.
Yeah.
But I was like, and I didn't like the Jar Jar Binks character, but I was like, I couldn't pick... How the fuck would people know on the street?
Yeah, right. Like you'd have to.
People know. Everybody knows, and it sucked. And so, after that, you know, fuck. I did a movie 6 months after that, FDR American Badass. He was the first call I made for a character. I actually wrote in a character for him because he was so funny in Pool Boy.
I was like,
shit. And then I did another movie with him, and he's just fantastic.
That's awesome.
He got fucked by this Jar Jar Binks thing.
Yeah,
and it's like because if you're a young actor out there. Somebody offers you a character in Star Wars.
Oh, that's
yes.
I think that's it. Gravy train.
It.
You're done.
So, like anybody who shits on him, in my opinion, for doing Jar Jar Binks, it's like, bro, you
Star Wars Episode One.
Yeah,
like the fucking.
There's no way you turn that down as an actor.
The franchise. No
you
way.
Don't turn because I think in this next one, since we have you here, I did a show earlier on another podcast of mine about the Han Solo movie.
Oh yeah.
And when I saw that.
The news, you're saying the news that they were doing or the news?
No,
that they
the first picture they released from set with all the actors. I thought, me personally, the guy was too dorky that played Han Solo.
Yeah.
And you needed somebody cool. I love Donald Glover. I think Atlanta's, it's one of my favorite new shows of all time.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
He is not cool enough to me to play Lando Calrissian. Like, Billy Dee Williams was a fucking pimp.
Yeah,
you need a fucking pristine
somebody with those personalities, like a Harrison Ford personality.
He was just like
a Lando personality.
He was a smooth motherfucker.
Like Jude Law could be.
Well, you need a black guy. I mean, oh,
Han Solo.
Han Solo. Yeah, Jude Law could be Lando if you're really
whitewashing everything.
Yeah, you know what would be rad? As if they remade Driving Miss Daisy with a white driver instead of Morgan Freeman.
No, Jude Law, like, he's got the stature and the smooth.
But it's a younger Han Solo.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So they're doing a younger thing. And, like, I truthfully would have thought Miles Teller would have been good. That was a good pick for
really?
Me. With somebody with a good enough personality
what about,
who could maneuver that world.
What about Chris Pratt?
Too, right? Like,
Chris Pratt could be Han Solo.
But Chris Pratt's already there.
He's already Han
Solo. You got to get up to it.
And if you,
you
look at
I mean?
Guardians of the Galaxy, he's literally playing
he's
Han Solo.
Yeah, he's like, basically
dude,
doing
by the
that.
Way, Guardians 2 was amazing.
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Like,
I
they played with things most major.
It's pretty. It's weird. Like, here's what happens. It's like most like Marvel movies is always like, here we go. Here's the giant fortress that's got they gotta stop. And
yeah.
then this one's like, it gets weird. It's like your dad is a planet. You're like, whoa, what? Like,
and then they talk to the camera. Like, there's a lot of things in it that are like, no major franchise has ever
yeah, that's
gone this.
That's kind of cool.
Gone
about
this. Wow. Yeah, because like he stops and talks to the camera. And, like,
how was Kurt Russell?
Awesome.
I love Kurt Russell, by the way.
It's kind of what's cool with like James Gunn is doing with it is that it feels like he's the only guy who like actually gets his voice into these like big studio movies. Like most people like it feels like right like a Marvel movie is a Marvel movie, but like the Guardians movies feels like it's a James Gunn movie.
Yeah, well it's so hard like Jared knows this, but I've rewritten a lot of big budget things. Mm-hmm. Where you don't get credit as a writer because mm-hmm. you've got to change like 51 pages of the fucking script and all the shit. So like, you wonder who it is who came in and did that fucking final polish and did that and added all those jokes. Because like Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy changed the game as far as like, hey, we want more comedy in this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did reshoots for Suicide Squad to add more humor into it.
Yeah, no, that's the thing now too that people don't realize is like they build in just boatloads of reshoots for stuff.
Oh, God. Like, reshoots and rewrites.
Our buddy was on Suicide Squad, and they had to go back up to Toronto for another 90 days.
Yeah. What was crazy, they were talking about, like if you look at Star Wars, right? Like, you look at Forrest Whitaker, right? Like, he didn't got hair by the time the movie came out because even the original trailers, he's got this, like, crazy, like, hairdo. And then he, like, cut it off for a role, and they're like, hey, we need you back. And he's like, what? I can't. They're like, I guess we're just redoing everything because you got new hair now.
Yeah, and on my very
like,
first.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Dude, dead serious. Because on my first movie, The New Guy, we had to go back and do reshoots, and it was just like, wait, what? I got to get back in shape and get in fucking thing, and like, and they'll give you like a 2 month heads up, but like everybody's schedules change, their hair had changed. I remember DJ Qualls; he had to wear a wig because his hair was different for something else.
Yeah,
and like, it's so thrown together and weird. And then you show up because like after shooting for 3 or 4 months, you feel like you're at the summer camp. You wave goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
It's amazing. We'll never see you again. Then you show up 2 months later and you're like, hey, what's up, everybody? Like,
we're doing this shit
you're
again.
Trying to recreate the magic that is gone now.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, we just got to do these reshoots and get
process,
the fuck out of
especially
there.
Especially for these big budget things now. It's like such a weird process.
Boy. It's
let's switch in. Have you seen the Spielberg documentary?
No, it's in my
God
list.
God damn it.
It's on my list.
Neither one of you have.
Well,
look,
we're here in LA doing our movie, Drinking Bros Live, the Shaved Eagle Tour. So like once this is done, I'm going to grow a mustache, Freddie, get fatter than I am, a little more fatter than I am because eating in post-production. Living with Jared
go hand
for
in
a week.
Hand. They go hand
living
in hand.
With Jared for a week too is like, God damn it, man. Are we eating McDonald's again? Do you know what he had before you came on the air? And this is no lie. 10:45 in the morning. Jared had a Big Mac and 4 cheeseburgers across
that
the street.
That was a snack.
Yeah, dude. And you came back and you were like, I think I ate too much. I was like, what'd you eat? 4 cheeseburgers and a Big Mac at 10:45 in the morning.
They know you by name yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Just like, give me the usual.
What are you working on now? Because you've always got the coolest shit on the planet. Like, doing. Are you still doing shit with
things.
Hulu?
So we finished a Hulu show. We finished a show called Dimension 404. So it's on Hulu now. If you're in the UK, people just went on Sci-Fi Channel in the UK.
We're doing Metro 404?
Dimension 404. Doing the podcast, Story Break. And then we're doing...
How many episodes in are you?
We're like 20
Who are you hosting with?
Nice.
Just on our own. We're secret. We're talking to some of the podcast networks, actually. So
No, like just as your host.
As your host.
I think we just go through AWS.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we just had a problem with Libsyn. They were the biggest hosts ever. And
yeah, Libsyn was big. Because we have other hosting stuff too, so we all just rolled into one.
Yeah.
We're finishing up right now. We just shot this thing called the Anime Crimes Division. You know Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
You got anime fans? So we pitched them like a jokey, like super like mini sort of like web series that's like it's like a cop show, but it's like instead of
it's animated?
It's like no, it's live action, but
live action, okay.
It's like the cops investigate anime crimes. So it's stuff like they bust a dude and they open up a shipping container and it's like a sex trafficking, but it's all like waifu body pillows.
Like that. That's awesome.
And we got Pro ZD. Sungwon Cho, he's a voice actor, Asian guy.
No,
super good. He's like huge YouTube and Twitter. He's the star of it. He's fantastic. He's super rad. So we're finishing that up, and yeah, so that's kind of like the stuff on plate. We just finished writing a feature script that we're gonna be like we're in rewrites and sort of shopping around. So yeah,
nice.
Trying to keep busy. Trying to just stay out of trying to keep busy and trying to like I don't know. Like diversify, not just be
exactly
YouTube bros. Because like I don't know, like
you have
to. But you broke out of that years ago.
It can also a thing that we notice now is just like I don't know if I talked this last time, but like the YouTube thing doesn't help you anymore.
No,
like it used to. It used to be like
and
wow,
now
these guys
the
got
changes.
Yeah, it's yeah. totally different now. And so it's like
no
it just
cursing
doesn't help you anymore.
No cursing, no
the,
fun.
The, no, don't talk about
taking
anything.
The phone.
Yeah, don't talk about anything. And you know, I get it. Like anytime it's like a giganto system to try and like make a bunch of advertisers happy, it's like, yeah, good luck. It's going to
well,
be
but you're heading
here's,
towards a rated G network.
Oh, 100%.
Well, here's your,
yeah, well,
here's
your
disadvantage,
happy.
Though, is we have no power because Google loses money on YouTube every year based on the storage
yeah,
requirements
yes, exactly.
alone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
for them, for any influencer to think, well, no, I'm making sure people come to your platform. They're like, yeah, but we don't care.
Yeah, you're
like,
costing
this is costing
us
money.
Us
yeah,
money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So at that point, you have no leverage, and
yeah,
you're going to lose.
What's crazy is because it's like algorithmically like paired in a weird way. Like, well, you know, the internet used to be like this frontier where you could do like weird, wild, crazy shit. Now it's
with
like
no
well,
regulation.
With no regulation whatsoever.
Now the
like,
FCC is like,
well, but now
yeah.
in a weird way, like it like YouTube almost gets like more G-rated than like television all of a sudden, right? Like, because at least in television, it's like cool. You know what you're getting. You know you're getting South Park. You know you're getting
absolutely
like, whatever. Yeah. So like everyone knows like HBO. Yeah, you're gonna get this. But then because everyone wants to just be part of this like giganto, you know, like just algorithmically based thing, it's like yeah, gotta make sure it's all the edges are sanded off and it just becomes super. Like,
well,
Disney
I'll tell
vibe.
You what,
yeah.
we've been talking with people at Facebook specifically.
Oh yeah,
they
yeah,
said
yeah.
they are ready to scoop up the scraps. We're going to Facebook headquarters next month.
Oh cool,
to
yeah,
speak
yeah.
For Veterans Day.
Oh cool,
and yeah, they're like, no, let YouTube do their thing.
Yeah, they're in.
We've
I mean, they're in. Facebook is doing original programming now.
Yeah, that's right.
They
yeah,
hired.
Yeah.
They picked off all the execs from MTV.
Yep, Facebook and Apple too. But Facebook is, yes. is a big one.
Yeah, but I know the woman they picked off from MTV, and it's like you need somebody cooler over there. But their first show was the LeVar Ball, the big baller brand with him and his kids,
yeah, yeah.
basketball stars, and like the numbers were sick on that show, man. And
well, those guys
and it was
popular.
It was a like, great show. Like I hated LeVar Ball, and I watched the show, and I was like, fuck, this is really well done. This is something I would see on E. Like they knocked it out of the park with that show, and that's you know. I think if you have somewhere you can go that's still edgy and do shit like that, because
yeah,
YouTube isn't the
yeah.
place anymore.
Well, and, it's definitely not. I mean, yeah, it's definitely not YouTube in any real
I don't,
way, shape, or form.
You know, I dove into LeVar when like the controversy first started, and
you called it, by the way.
I he did things right.
Yes,
like
you were the only one who called called this guy. Everybody in America was like, "Fuck
this
guy,
an asshole."
Fuck
I go,
this
no,
asshole.
He's taking all this away from Nike and Reebok and the NBA. He's now he's smarter
making
than
it about
all
himself.
Of you.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. Like, and you were the only one who called that. And like now, this guy and I will say this: the kid,
all three of those kids,
but the first one's in the NBA for the Lakers, yeah. and he was. The rookie of summer camp, and it like that helps as well that he crushed people. So it was yeah. like, oh shit.
Well, they're good too.
They're yeah, good, yeah. and you know, fuck. Thursday night at the Staples Center is the opening game for them, and people
they
are
will
amped
make
about
more
the Lakers
money.
Again.
They will make more money
know,
than anybody in the NBA.
I know.
Like, it's and crazy. It's because their dad was fucking smart, and like did his research and said, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna trademark all you motherfuckers.
He did. He did. And he's been building this for years.
Because you remember It was Adidas or somebody offered him a contract and he laughed at it. And he goes, You guys are fools.
He said
they were like, what do you mean? No one's ever offered a fucking someone that's not even in the NBA a contract. He goes, still, you're fools.
Yeah.
And then 3 months later, they're like, oh, fuck, we fucked up.
So he wanted, what he wanted, Freddie, was he wanted, he's got three kids.
Yeah.
He wanted, and they're all superstar basketball players.
He's been training them since they were like 4 years old.
Yes. And, he said, look, I'll give you all three sons for $1 billion.
$1 billion. Yeah.
And Nike laughed at him. Adidas, everybody passed and said, fuck you. The kid came in, is now about to start the NBA. We'll see how the other kids do. But truthfully, you know, James Harden just signed a deal for $200 million for shoes.
Yeah.
He's not really that far off.
Yeah, by the end
of the day. You got three kids in that time space.
All of them are millions on Instagram. All of them are
social media.
He's trademarked every one of their names. He's created estates for every single child.
Dude, that's so intense.
He's really intense.
He made it, and then he made the Big Ballers brand, which again, like, you've got three personalities within the next 4 years that will all be in the NBA that all work for a brand. He is going to take from Nike.
I know.
Because somebody's going to come in and go,
somebody's
going to
offer them this deal. Yeah.
I'll do this. And
when you get that critical mass, then it's like you can call your shots.
But yeah, because the other thing is that, you know, again, the first game is Thursday. So like, fuck, if this kid blows up, Jesus Christ, he could get 1.5 billion.
Yeah,
who knows?
We're what, 4 or 5 years away from all the giant names retiring?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really, there's a giant gap.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No predecessors behind him.
Yeah,
that's true.
Here you go.
Because like, LeBron will be out.
You've got 20 years on each one of these kids.
Exactly. Because LeBron is done in like 4 years, and that's it. You know, Dwayne Wade is teetering on his final years. It's going to be a strange world.
Of Space Jam with three of the fucking Ballers kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still waiting on that first reboot. Damn.
It's LeBron James is doing the... Are they doing it?
Yeah. Justin Lin's doing it.
Oh, shit. I just realized the other day they redid Flatliners. Can't believe that.
Bombs. Bombs.
Ugh.
So you've got, last time you were on the show, you gave us the scary park idea, which was incredible.
So I got another one.
We're getting into our
It's not scary, though.
That's fine.
But I think this is a genius idea. But I don't have the wherewithal and the time to execute, so I'm going to put it out there into the universe this way.
And claim credit. Whoever's out there, you can do this.
So here's the thing I realized.
Seal it right now. If you execute this, it has to be
TMTM, copyright. This
by Freddie
Wong. An experience brought to you by Freddie Wong. Okay. So there's like museums and shit in LA. There's like, the Broad.
Ripley's, believe it or not, it's right there.
Yeah, right. Ripley's just down the street, a well-known institution.
World Records.
the Guinness.
Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, Madame Tussauds. Yeah. But... like, and there's like cool things in them, but like if they were like, cool, hey, if you can come to this exhibit, you got to leave your phone at the door. Nobody would go to these things. Like there's these ones where it's like, there's like the Infinity Room, this cool like room with like all these mirrors and stuff. And everyone takes, it's like if you're like on Tinder in fucking LA, like every other picture is like the person at one of these fucking exhibits where it's like, here's me at this cool thing. It's like, it's signals. It's like, I'm cultured. I'm cool. Here's a cool background.
Sure. I do stuff.
I'm not just a home swiping.
Wait, are you on Tinder here?
No, I have the Tinder story. I told you the Tinder story, though, didn't I? I did a statistical analysis of, can Asians be on Tinder? wait. All right, we'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in just a second. It's a good story. Okay, so I was like, this is... And they did things like, now they got to the Museum of Ice Cream, which is like bullshit. There's no ice cream there. And it's all just Instagram stuff. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just tear away all this bullshit that we're like shitting ourselves with. It should just be this. You call it like the Like House. And all this is this. It is a museum experience exhibit that you go into, you pay
like
your fee.
Like House or Lights?
The Like House.
Like House.
Likes.
I know where he's going.
L-I-K-E.
You walk in, every single corner of this place is designed. It's lit beautifully. It's just like, you want fucking good selfies for your Instagram, your dating profiles? Here. For example, you have a digital backdrop that's just like, where do you want to be? You want to be Leaning Tower of Pisa? You want to be Machu Picchu? You put it into the iPad that changes it and changes the lighting. Boom. You're wherever you want to be in the world. You have a thing where it's like, you know, people have like selfies, like they'll take selfies with their hands.
Yo, this is brilliant.
Like, you have like a glass of wine on the beach. It's like a beach backdrop. It's like, boom, wine
You've
on the
got
beach.
Real sand on the
real
ground.
Sand,
it's
like,
a set.
It's a fake set because you just want this shit for your Instagram. That's it.
I want to seem like you have, I do cool
wow,
shit.
Wow, like, the Like House.
You have like a picture of like an empty stage and like the Hamilton playbill. It's like, yo, I'm at Hamilton. Like you just go every single fucking thing you can think of.
Dude, you got a crowd. Stuff. You have a digital crowd. You're on a stage.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. additional stuff outside. You have like against the brick. Every city slogan. Keep Austin weird, like Portland, Philadelphia, just all in a row. You can just be like, where do you want to be? Just boom, 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 boom. Here I am at the various city spots. Then we were talking about like, okay, here's what you got to do. You got to get a restaurant booth set up and then a bunch of tables around it so you can sit at the table. And when you take a picture from it, it looks like you're at a restaurant. And then in the booth, hire two like lookalikes and then just have them have lunch. And then just be like, yo, like... Robert Downey Jr. is getting lunch at my spot. And you're just like, nah. Like, and they're also far away. You can't tell. So all of a sudden, all this is just, it's a year's worth of Instagram shit.
In one
afternoon.
Dude. Oh,
you have the Wheel of Meals, which is just a rotating wheel, different backdrops. And it's just artfully crafted food. And you just stand in one spot and you just take pictures of it. And it just spins. It automatically spins. So you can just get 20 things of food porn from different chefs in just
this
one go.
This is the most genius idea of all time.
So this is the kicker. This is the kicker.
God.
And here's the kicker. The very end, you go through, you get all your stuff. And by the way, you know how like they have like the Kodak spots where you can put like your foot, you stand here, take a photo, right? There's also there's a set of footprints where it's like, here, stand here to get the right selfie for this, for this exhibit. There's another set of footprints, like colored differently, that's like, stand here if you're here ironically and you're taking pictures of everyone else here ironically. Like, right? So you cover everybody. You're covering everyone who's there for real. You're covering everyone who's there ironically because it's a hip, cool thing to do. The ending, you walk into a dark room and it's just a video wall. And it's just like kids and teenagers smiling at you and waving. Just like a whole montage all around the world.
Yeah.
Different backgrounds. Like, what the fuck is this? And you go up to the exhibit at the front. And the exhibit at the front has a little placard. And the placard says, a portion of your admission fee has gone to pay these children in starving countries to like all your Instagram photos for you. So by posting like the hashtag for the place, you're getting all these likes, but it's because you're paying little kids around the world to do it for you. And the question is like, does that make you feel weird? Why? Why, motherfucker?
Oh,
isn't that what you're doing?
God,
isn't
dude.
That what you want? Isn't that what
my
you're here
mind
for?
Is fucking
in the first place?
Blown right now.
This was an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
This.
Holy shit.
And
this would be the greatest episode of Black Mirror of all time.
Like,
is it Black Mirror? Yeah.
I want everyone to just come out and just
Dark
feel
Mirror.
Dirty. I want everyone to leave and just feel dirty. Like, granted, I want their photos to be beautiful, and I want them to
and
feel weird.
And all of a sudden, they're getting
it.
400% more.
Yeah,
likes.
They're just like, dude, I'm getting so many
oh
like.
God,
if you open that up in Los Angeles,
oh, LA is like the spot.
There would be a line like you couldn't. It would be longer than Space Mountain.
Yes, it would.
You couldn't.
Yes, it
like, it'd be 2 hours to get in this place.
The Like House.
The Like House.
We're naming this episode The Like House, by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
I'm telling you. That's the one.
The last episode was Scary Park.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. This is the one.
Shit.
This is the one.
That's
I'm like,
it.
I was like.
I think you should do it.
I've been looking into it. So there's like permitting and all shit. I'm like, man, I just want. Like, I'm just
it's expensive.
I'm putting it out there
it's
into the world.
Yeah.
And you know these motherfuckers are doing it because like in
100%.
San Francisco.
Look at BuzzFeed though.
Yeah.
Dude, like BuzzFeed and they're set.
But
like,
see the key, the ending must be there, right? Because there's so many places that are doing like and
just
San Francisco
DC stages.
There's a place in San Francisco they did they called it like the color something, like the Museum of Color or something. And it was just like cool art backdrops. But it's just Instagram fodder. It's nobody gives a shit about the art. Everyone's just there to be able to fill out their profile
I think
pages.
The number of artists fake anyway.
Yeah. I look.
Yeah.
Fuck.
By the way, every single one of these placards has like a little tiny thing where it's like the artist's statement, but then underneath suggested Instagram filter pairings for each of the exhibits.
Oh.
So it's like, this
God,
one goes
I'm
well
gonna,
with Clarendon.
I'm gonna put the mic on my leg.
Just Claire.
Tinder, though, real quick. Just side story on Tinder. So, okay. The backdrop of this story is like, I was like, man, I should.
I'm not getting on Tinder, by the way.
I don't
recently
single.
Because like,
here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I was like,
you're
I don't want to waste.
Yes. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I was like, I don't want to waste my time on Tinder, which is an important point, which we'll come back to in a second. But I was like, I don't want to waste my time on Tinder. I should check if I even have a shot. And so the way I did, it, I'm like, okay, I'm like a
background story, real quick.
Yeah.
Girlfriend? No. Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So
fire away.
Okay. So the point being, like, I'm like, all right. I have a frank, realistic assessment of myself. Like, if the bell curve of looks, Tinder's a looks-based, thing. It's not about how well can you come off in the personalized. It's about looks. On the looks scale, I'm like, probably right in the middle of the bell curve. Like, if I'm going to be honest, in the whole world of ages, probably right in the middle of the bell curve. Because that's where most people are, right? I'm like, probably average. So I'm like, okay. If it's looks-based.
I don't know. I think it's a curve grading if you think about it. I mean, there's very few, like, super hot Asians. males.
Well, I mean, but they're in. But here,
so that means your bell curves is up at a 7.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. There are. They're not here, though. So I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a fake Tinder profile, but I need the hottest Asian I can. But I can't judge that. I don't know what. I need the objectively hottest Asian male I can find. So I looked at, like, okay, who won, like, social media polls in, like, Korea and China and Japan.
Ooh,
and so
solid.
It was K-pop stars.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I got this.
Those guys are fucking huge, man.
They're huge. However, huge too over there. Less known over here, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, cool. Because I can't just do, like, Daniel Day Kim or, like, whatever. Because everyone's like, oh, it's the actor. Everyone knows him.
From Hawaii 50.
So I put this guy in. He was a Korean, like, K-pop star. And what's great about K-pop stars is they take a bunch of selfies of themselves, like, not in, like, you can't be a bunch of, like, red carpet photos. It's gotta be like,
oh god,
real photos.
Real
yeah,
photos.
It's gotta be real photos. Yeah,
somebody just stole all
yeah
these.
Exactly. Yeah. So I need real photos. Luckily K-pop guys will do that, so it's him at, like, a noodle shop. It's just a whole bunch of real, like, normal photos of this guy. Yeah, perfect. Do the photo. I'm like, this is objectively one of the hottest Asian dudes alive. How I don't expect to do better than him. I'll do at most as good as him.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, okay, cool. Got this guy, made the profile. Then I'm like, okay, well, I need to test
What's
it in
his
LA.
Name?
Oh, I don't remember. I'll find it. I'll look it up.
A nameless K-pop
so
star.
So I was like, okay, cool. Awesome. Great. So then I was like, all right, well, what I need to do is I need to check a statistically significant sample size of women in Los Angeles to check him against, to swipe right on. So I was like, okay, well, Los Angeles is about, you know, X number of million people. So, like, I calculated out to be, like, with a degree of statistical significance, like, 1,300 swipes will give me a good idea of, like, what the population of LA, based on the population of LA female-male ratio. So I do that. I'm like, and also Tinder's location-based, so I need to do this from a number of places. So I was going to Santa Monica, Burbank, and downtown at the time. So do about a third in each of those locations and at varying times of day to try to spread it out, get even as scientifically significant a sample size as possible. Of 1,300 swipe rights on it. From this guy, he matched up with 6. Of those 6.
Oh my God.
Of those 6, 3 people were people who recognized him and were like, oh my God, you're the K-pop guy. I'm like, sorry, I'm running an experiment. I'm not actually the K-pop guy. So three out of 1,300. So it's like sub 1%. I was like, holy fuck. And then, and what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying like, LA's racist. Or I'm like, no, it's just like the preference of users
no,
on Twitter
I think it's
is
LA.
Definitely not
because
towards
honestly,
Asians.
All the girls that I went to elementary school with are married to heavyset Asians, and they all live in San Francisco. I'm dead serious. I will
what?
Show you on Instagram.
I'm in the wrong
yeah.
city.
Yeah.
Yes. I will show you on Instagram.
However,
if
by
you
the
were
way,
in San Francisco, you would crush.
However,
I'm dead serious.
Now here's the
I
thing. However,
that
I that's just one day the point. I don't know enough about like maybe white guys don't do as good. So I need to do this experiment again with different races. Yeah. So I did it with a black guy, and he did significantly better. But it was still like 40 or 50 out of 1,300.
Out of 1,300.
Out of 1,300.
Holy
the white guy.
Shit.
So here's the thing. White guy. I was like, okay, now this one's tough. I need a good-looking white guy who is not recognizable to the average person. That's fucking hard. It's not, and
yeah.
needs pictures of people and needs pictures in different settings that are not just red carpet.
Sure.
So it's like celebrities are hard.
You definitely used
European celebrities are hard.
Clint.
Right? Can you guess where I got this guy?
Eli.
No. Objectively hot. Has to be objectively hot. European soccer stars.
Ooh, yeah. No one
right?
would know them.
Guys who are on like yeah, the
no
German soccer team. Hot. Fit dudes who
right.
definitely take pictures outside, like right, like just hanging out with like I got this German soccer player who's like, you know, like
or you could even do moto or action sports.
Exactly,
guys.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sports
yeah.
dudes not in a sport from this country, and they're not all red carpet photos. Perfect German guy. Literally, I was like, all right, let's see how this German white guy does. I didn't even get through 100 before like my phone. I was just like, I can't use this app. Every single person I'm swiping right now is coming back to me. It was like out of 100, it was like 80%
way.
Were like, cool, awesome. I was like. Tinder is just not for me. I can't do it.
Yeah,
Tinder
well,
is racist.
You know. Yeah.
That's the title.
And by the way, here's
episode.
The best part. Here's the best part. I was like, I shouldn't waste time on Tinder. 3 weeks later after running this experiment, I'm like, yep, definitely shouldn't waste time on Tinder.
Yeah, but look, if you break down what Tinder is, though, Tinder to me
Vanity.
Is a white people app. Where
oh, 100%.
It's, you know, anybody, I guess it's going to sound super racist, but it shouldn't. I think most of the apps like that
yeah.
are white people apps where it's like, all right, that's going to be the
oh, absolutely
that's going to be the dominant
technology
thing.
Based like
yes. and I'll tell you
up in with the times like hey
yeah yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
talking to one of, I was talking to one of my friends who's like on these dating apps and he's black and he's like yeah what I get is I get weird stuff like all of his like matches are stuff like, hey, me and my girlfriend want to do a thing while you, like, I want to watch. It's like, whoa.
With a black guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird. It's like he gets into weird racial stuff. And it's like, oh, it's like, man, it's just not, I don't know. So the point is, I don't use Tinder. Because I've scientifically tested it, and I don't think it's worth my time.
Can we go a step further?
Yeah.
The phones you need that require that app.
Yeah.
And those
it's already a certain. Yeah, right. It's already
a certain demographic that can afford it.
Yeah, 100%.
So, you know, if you're because there's a lot of people like we all have shit. Freddie, you have a fucking
iPhone 4. The SE.
It's
because I got small hands. Because I got a small dick. it all just filters down.
yeah, it's still bigger than his.
Yeah,
that's because they just kept making it bigger.
Yeah, they just kept going.
I have that in my backpack. Over
right,
yeah, it's fantastic.
But this proves my point.
Still works great.
Yeah,
still works great, and it's amazing. But Tinder now, with the phones and how pricey they're getting, especially with the iPhone X coming out,
like, iPhone X, yeah.
There is only a certain percentage of people who can afford those type of phones.
We're gonna keep up
with
those
apps,
way. Yeah,
because you gotta re-update them, upload all your shit, like.
I mean, just
it goes to a certain demographic.
Right, it's also just by virtue of like, okay, cool. You need a Facebook account and you need a Facebook, right? Like, it's already even if you just ignore like racial demographics, it's like, yeah, of course, it's going to be a younger crowd just to begin with, right? It's already being self-selected based on the technology for it.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do Korean barbecue?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Gukkaku.
Oh, Gukkaku's great.
Is my fucking
it's Japanese
jam.
Barbecue though. Hold on, if you Bugogi. How long are you guys in town?
Till Thursday.
Till Thursday.
We should get some Korean barbecue. Anyway, let's start. Side note. But Gukkaku,
by the way,
is
the ultimate fucking.
That's not Korean, though.
No, it's not.
It's Japanese.
Yeah. But but in LA.
Are you Korean?
No. Full Chinese.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay, here's the thing about Korean barbecue in LA, which is you can't eat alone. I've tried. I've gone. I'm like, hey, one for one. They're like, no. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, no, you have to have like one other person with you.
Yeah.
So I want to make an app called Meet Tonight. Which is
M-E-A-T.
Just M-E-A-T, meet tonight. All this is this. It's just, hey, I want to get Korean barbecue. Anybody else want to come with? And all this is just pairs you up with Korean barbecue buddies. It's like, we don't have to talk.
Yeah.
You're here to fill a requirement, which is I want some meat, and we're meeting tonight for meat, and I want you.
We're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing this.
It'll turn into a gay like hookup app.
By the way, for anybody who's been to L.A. and been to Gukkaku is the fucking... that is the ultimate place to take a date where it looks expensive, but everything on the menu is super cheap and you cook it together. You get to hang out together.
Yeah.
You have a lot of conversation together. Everybody like OG back in the day player who was taking people out for dates was going to Gukkaku because it was like, yo, I had fucking 30 pieces of meat, 19 drinks, and the bill was like $48.
That's solid.
That was a move.
It's amazing. Like
that was a move.
Jared in particular, you would... love this place more than life itself.
Fuck yeah.
Last
night seemed overly expensive.
That was my jam back in the night. We went to Hooters last night.
Well, no, we bought liquor from the liquor store and we only got four bottles and it was $240.
Oh yeah. None of that, but dude, even Hooters was $148 for dinner.
Hooters
was like,
still around?
Hooters is still there. We were the only
real
people
in
there.
Yeah.
Because what's happening?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Like, yeah.
What's happening now is I don't know if you have stocks or you're into the market or
a little
or
bit, not much.
Yeah.
No.
All of the chain restaurants.
Oh, they're fucking getting hammered. Right?
Hammered.
Like
stock wise.
Applebee's is like being like millennials don't like our trash food. It's maybe it's just trash food part.
Dude,
of that.
Dude, I went to Outback for the first time 2 weekends ago, and that's when I decided I'll never go out in Salt Lake again. It was awful.
Yeah.
Like, awful.
Why was it bad?
I mean, it was shit meat.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I got steak and lobster, and it was just garbage, like, cooked. It was fast food. Like, they put a steak and a lobster on the same thing Burger King has.
Quiznos. Runs it all the way through.
And then they put it on a plate, and that was it. And then the bill comes out, and it's $130. It was like, this was shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then we went to see, for the first time ever, I go to see a fucking movie. We go to see the second Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's, the movie starts at 10:20, doesn't get over until 1:30 somehow.
Oh, they do like, half an hour of fucking trailers.
Yeah. When it's just like, hey. But if you look at the, like, take Buffalo Wild Wings as a perfect example.
Yeah.
Their stock has cut almost 50% in the last year.
Yeah.
Which is massive. And all of these stock reports, because I read them when they come out with these chains,
yeah, yeah,
is they say the same thing of millennials don't go to these chain restaurants anymore. They want things ordered or Grubhub or delivered.
Oh, it's like Postmates 100%. Yes. Yeah.
And so they're struggling with how to keep in business. Wings have gone up, like the wings themselves. So like, I don't know if you noticed last night, because I was like, why the fuck is this bill so high?
Yeah.
Dude, those wings were garbage.
I enjoyed my wings. You got the wrong fucking thing. But
I wanted medium buffalo wings.
Yeah.
And I got
that's like
wings
medium
that
has got no
dry.
Taste. No taste to them whatsoever. But the like if you want so 10 wings last night was $13.99 for 10 wings, and you're like, yo man, what the fuck? It's wings. Like
they got chickens, got two of them.
Yeah, yes. So it's gotten super expensive on that
buy
side.
Buy a whole chicken for $13.99.
Exactly.
Yeah, for that. Yeah.
Dude, you could buy a rotisserie chicken for $6.99 at any grocery store you go to. Fresh right off the
yeah,
fucking
the fuck?
Stick, and that's the way it is. So, like, as you're adding up all these prices for all of this shit, these restaurants are going to slowly start tanking and tanking, and it's going to get worse and worse, and, like, pretty soon, with movies, too.
Yeah.
Theater.
That's a dying fucking...
Theaters are fucking dying, and it's
yeah,
all
they
these,
got,
like,
they
Blade
gotta
Runner.
Figure something
Blade
out.
Runner was pretty close to a flawless film, and...
To be fair, the first movie also made no money, and it's, like, one of those things where I'm like, guys, I don't know what you were thinking, like... Right, it's like a producer thing in Hollywood. It's like every movie makes money if you make it for the right amount of money. They spend $150 million on that.
Oh, yeah,
it's too expensive.
Why? Yeah,
I can look great. By the way, cool, great
just,
work of
like
art that will live
the
forever.
The rumor with reshoots was 200. And,
wait, what did you say the other day that we were talking about that you said cost almost 50? I go, in what?
Yeah. Flatliners. Flatliners was like 30 or 40
what
million.
What are you spending $40 million on in a fucking film that takes place in a lab?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're
yeah,
not moving
nah.
around.
But the overall point of this is, you know, I think everybody doesn't want to leave their home anymore.
Oh, absolutely
yeah,
not.
It's too dope
where,
at yeah, how,
where,
at
where
home.
It's like, all right, great. I don't want to go to restaurants.
Amazon
too
Prime.
Expensive.
I got Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I don't want to go to the movies.
I got Grubhub.
I have fucking Netflix.
I got iTunes and HBO Go.
Barry Diller, who's arguably one of the most brilliant minds in the entertainment industry, gave a speech today. And that everybody on Twitter is going bug fuck over is, and he's like, hey guys, if you think you're going to compete with Netflix, you're wrong. Mm. Like they've already beaten us. So we're trying to catch up to whatever this is. And he goes, it's Netflix and Amazon. And then the rest of us,
yeah.
Like we're all fucked if we don't adapt to some
new thing,
new model, yeah. Like they're doing like, because people don't want to people aren't leaving their house to go
this,
do
let
shit.
Let me ask you this, though, then. How's sports doing in that?
Sports awful. Is doing terrible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But for different reasons.
Yeah.
So you take the NFL,
yeah.
Which the NFL, the reason why they went from Thursday, because they have Thursday games as well on
yeah,
CBS
yeah, yeah.
and Amazon. Amazon owns the rights to Thursday games. So they go Thursday, they go Sunday, and they go Monday.
Yeah.
They used to be the kings of ratings of like, great.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going to, truthfully, trying to take over the entire week.
Right.
Of
yeah,
like,
yeah.
all right, great. We'll probably put a Friday night game. Towards the end of the season, they do Saturday games.
Right.
And they're like, we're going to take over everything. Then you have the protests happen. Mm-hmm. The most American sport in red states or whatever.
Boom.
Yes. So you see, but you see all the media, and the media is like, oh my God, Kaepernick, all this shit. Like, but they're all left. The media is all left. So they're promoting this great thing. But the problem is all everybody who's watching the NFL
viewers,
is all, yes,
red.
It's all red states.
Yeah.
Same people who voted for Trump. And they're like, "Yo, cool. You're gonna say fuck off to the national anthem. We're not gonna watch anymore."
Well, what about? Here's my question. What about like actual sports attendance? Right? Like, is that because to me that's the one thing where I feel like people still go out for.
Yes.
Yeah, but have you seen them lately?
Yeah.
Stadiums are empty.
So L.A. So the L.A. brought the Rams and the Chargers.
Yeah,
here.
That's right. Yeah.
They cannot get 50% attendance at all the shit. I think it's me personally. It's because of Los Angeles isn't a sports town. They're not amped about their sports teams. The Lakers are still the Lakers to them.
We're like the biggest city of fair weather fans,
exactly.
Right? Like nobody gave a shit about the Kings until they won.
No,
right?
I fuck. And when I worked at Staples Center, that was my first job in L.A.
Oh, no kidding.
I was a waiter for the luxury suites.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
So the every time I worked a Kings game, all of those boxes were empty.
Yeah,
it would be to the point where if a Kings game was playing, I would get housed the night before. because I knew that I could sleep inside a box the following nights and sleep off the hangover because they were all empty. So you never had anybody in there, and you were like, all right, great. You couldn't give Kings tickets away. When the playoffs come around, people want to go, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Same with Clippers.
Yeah.
Even though the Clippers have had a good run for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Those are still the easiest tickets in town where it's just people want to go see the Lakers. Dodgers is a different story where
that's the closest thing to an LA.
Yeah, game. But getting in and out of that stadium is so rough.
Oh my God, yeah.
The fans don't show up until the third and then they leave in the eighth because you're trying to beat traffic in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, fuck, what is this?
Hey, video game industry is taking over.
Yes. Like, so
you've got mainstream actors jumping over. You've got
an ESPN.
You've got ESPN. You've got X Games.
ESPN,
I mean,
which is tanking.
How many action sports guys jump ship
this
year on X Games because they now have gaming?
Oh, yeah, really? Like, interesting.
We have been throwing ourselves off ramps for fucking the last 12 years that could kill us. And you're giving the same fucking medal to a kid.
And here's the
dude, I was at Travis's house when this conversation was going down. With a bunch of action stars, like
here's the kicker.
They're angry. Like they're super angry.
Oh yeah, yeah. But and here's the kicker to this. Like, and this will alter your mind.
Yeah.
So ESPN is now running video game shows.
Right.
With
yeah.
you know, Champions League
Which
and all
took
this
over
shit.
G4.
Like, yeah.
Pretty much. G4 was the first one to do it.
In the 2018 Winter Olympics, there's video games.
You're shitting me.
No. And that's and like people are like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like,
dude, I mean, I saw it.
The X Games. The X Games.
You had Moto fucking
the X
Legends.
Games, yeah.
Like, when we were, they're like, fuck the X Games. Fuck this
Whoa.
Shit. Yeah, they're like, why am I going to go fucking compete for a medal that this guy that holds a controller is going to get? Fuck
yes.
this.
So this last X Games, half of it was fucking video games, and they were winning the same medal as a Travis Pastrana would win, as a fucking Sean White would win.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, what the fuck are we doing?
Upset. Like,
it sort of devalues the whole thing at that point.
Yeah, and that now you have people who
There's
are
nothing
who
extreme
are on Twitch
about playing.
Playing on Twitch game. For money because they get tips and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, Twitch is essentially like digital stripping, but with video games.
Yes. And but here's the thing, it's making more money than everything else.
Yeah,
like,
well, right, you can make a lot of money stripping.
I know. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Because, like, for me, shit, if people want to watch me improv for a goddamn hour, like, amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. Like, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Tip me for fucking being funny all goddamn day long.
Yeah.
That would be rad. But, yeah, so they're all in. And, like, now people are trying to figure out formulas with, do I add a hot girl? Do I add a hot girl to the guy for the video games? How do we make more money? It is exactly like stripping now in this world where it's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, we got to play video games at night, and you better wear something skimpy, and we're getting more money. Like that's
yeah,
what's
like,
going
and,
down
it's
right
like,
now.
And you have shifts, and you do it for a while. It's like and you don't really get out too often, and you got your sort of day job. It's like it's really kind of in a way. I mean, again, like I have nothing.
No,
by the way,
there is
nothing
a chick.
Against, nothing
yeah.
against there is strippers, a,
same.
Right? Like that.
There is a chick on fucking Pornhub right now that is crushing so hard. Like she essentially did Cam and Cam plus Cam. Like up here, she just wears a skirt, no underwear, and plays video games. And these, and she
You're
yells
welcome.
And curses,
oh,
but you
no
get
way.
Two views, and you get the view of the game. She's uploading on Pornhub, and she is fucking killing.
Destroying.
Just destroying.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry,
wait,
that is like
I can watch
most...
her play games, I can look at her vagina, and I can listen to her voice. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And then people wonder why nobody's watching sports.
Yeah. So there's a lot of factors that are taking sports out of the equation.
It's weird. That you going to try that, though? You going to do it for the crotch cam? And you
no,
should try
no,
that. You guys should
no,
try that
no,
on the podcast.
No, because I've got a huge
that.
Dick.
No, we do.
I do a cock
so we
cam
have,
for myself. Like.
We have Drinking Bros Gaming. We have a Twitch channel. But Mary Dagg runs it. So the girl, the EOD girl
oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
got
yeah.
her arms, she plays with her feet. So she's
Holy
in charge.
Shit.
Yeah.
yeah.
And she's good.
Yes.
With her feet.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's a badass.
She slays in Skyrim and a bunch of other shit.
I've always thought. This is a side note. I've always thought that the guys who have like the foot fetish thing
right.
are the luckiest dudes alive.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can just go down to the beach and it's just like every beach is a topless
you're
beach
looking,
for
you're
you.
Looking
I know,
China.
For you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Oh, you're like, oh, yeah.
Like for you, it's great. Like for you, it's just like, it's like I've seen every celebrity. Right?
Being,
I mean, it's like
being
cool.
Natural,
yeah. Good job,
being
man.
Natural, full bisexual. I mean, it's the greatest quality of life ever.
Yeah.
Everybody's free game.
Yeah.
You can fuck everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
That's fantastic.
Across the board. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Easy
like,
mode.
What do I want tonight? I don't know. It's a buffet.
You're
paralyzed by choice.
Oh, yeah.
I could get two guys or I could get one girl. I'm going with the two guys tonight.
And we've always had this conversation, Freddie, where being gay would be so much easier. Like, just two dudes where you're just like bros hanging out. Hey, and you're like, hey.
You got the inside. I got the outside. I'll mow. I'll weed whack. And then we meet back in here, have some iced tea. And fuck.
I had a friend. I had a friend who was talking. He had never. He was talking with one of his friends who's gay and had never heard of Grindr, and so they were at an airport, like they were traveling some convention or something, and his friend was like, yeah, Grindr's this thing, let me show you, and he like was just opened it up. It's like, oh, there's like a dude like right here, like no shit. And he's like man, it's like my friend can sit in an airport bar and get laid before the super nachos even show up. Like,
yo,
that's a fucking funny joke.
Because that's the real shit.
Why
right
can't
there
girls just we're gonna force them to adapt though. We are.
Yeah, because I talked to a gay buddy of mine, and I talked to him, and I was like, dude, how is it? Like, how, you know, rad is it? And he goes, man, so easy. He's like, man. he goes, you know, because there's times where he's just like, because he talks like this, and he talks like a guy's guy and a dude's dude, and he's just like, man, you know, there's times where I'm like, man, I'm going to the gym, and I just want to get my dick sucked before I go to the gym, you know? Because I don't want to think about it. He goes, I want to concentrate on a good workout. I don't want to be thinking about getting my dick sucked later. So he's like, I'll just tell my boyfriend, hey, man, you suck me off real quick before I go to the fucking gym. Like, I don't want to think about this shit. And he's like, oh, yeah. So he's like, dude, grab a beach, go to the gym, like, come home, watch Netflix, chill out, whatever. If he wants to use my asshole, awesome. And you're like, oh, shit.
Wow.
All right, great.
So easy.
Yeah.
But we did that one time we opened Pandora's box of, you know, show us, because a majority of our audience base is police officers.
Sure, yeah.
Things like that. We said,
military, yeah.
Show us. Gay domestic violence.
Oh.
They sent in some brutal shit.
Oh, yeah.
One dude killed his boyfriend with a fucking katana.
Yeah.
That was on the fucking mantle.
Holy
like,
shit.
Pulled it off the wall. And like, they sent us the crime scene photos and the walkthrough. Whoa. Like, hey, you guys were talking about fucking, you know, gay guys getting domestic violence. This guy fucked his boyfriend.
They're
up
more intense. I will say this. Gay guys are more intense and like domestic violence wise, where it's just like, oh shit. Because you have two dudes against each other.
But I think you have to have that conversation first. Like, hey, you know, we're together, but we're dudes.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, where you have the one that's just like, you're my everything. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, you're fucking dudes, man.
Yeah, we're dudes.
You are hanging the katana off the mantle, too.
Yeah, because you're dudes. Yeah. You're like, dude, we need samurai swords in here.
Yeah.
Nobody, when they moved into that apartment, they're like, God, these samurai swords go great here.
Yeah.
Homeboy didn't know he was going to get cut in half by one.
Yeah.
No, but well, to be fair, no owner of a samurai sword. You saw that video of that dude, and it was like an Arizona public transit, and like he stopped a fight, and he was like, he's a guy who like open carries his samurai sword.
Yeah.
And he stopped the fight, and I was like, every single person who owns a sword was just like vindicated.
Yeah.
I could be
use
exactly, but it's like I'll show you the thing. It's so good because he talks.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
because
so
the dude comes up like.
He just steps in, he has the sword, and he has it drawn, and everyone's like, oh, and the reaction is not like, oh shit, like this is gonna fight, like we can't fight this guy. It's just confusion. Everyone's like, this guy's got a sword.
He's got
like,
a sword?
When you pull out a samurai sword when you're out, you are confused because you're like, whoa.
Yeah, like
that's
a crowbar.
Not, okay.
Like if you got
you know
a crowbar.
What? Let's just go. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I got a crowbar. I got a backup crowbar right here. They're like, fuck this.
But it'd be the equivalent if he just like was just stripped naked and walked between them. Everyone would just be like, huh? Oh, whoa. Okay. All right.
Just jerk me off.
Whoa. Okay. Cool.
You want to jerk you off, but you got a samurai sword. I'm into it.
Samurai
you know?
Swords underrated as a form of self defense.
Oh,
saying.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but
how much
can't
is
go
a,
cheap.
How much is a sword?
You can't go cheap. That's you need cheap. A Hattori Hanzo.
You got that real Hanzo steel.
You need that fucking
you can't
Hanzo
do that mall
steel.
Ninja shit.
How much are they? Do you know?
Like Hattori Hanzo? Like, at least $1,400.
If you get like a mall ninja bullshit, it's, you know.
That's not gonna do
you
it.
You get like a $60 Amazon
a
one. $60. No, if you're going samurai, you go at least $15.
They need to have you on it. They need to have Amazon. They need to have Amazon that has like it's like instead of Amazon Prime, it's just like Amazon like the real shit. So it's like, yes. No, it's like, oh, you want a sword? It's like, no.
Not
fake that shit. It's like the real shit. Like all
this has been folded 9,000 times.
Yeah, like, it's only the real shit on Amazon.
Amazon Crime. That's what it is, dude. Then you're like, all right, cool.
Yes.
Where can I buy the real shit to commit a murder?
That's so good.
Amazon Crime. That would be
so good.
That would be the fucking place for it. And it's rubber gloves, shovels,
everything. Dude, lime. Like,
yeah, it's just like
you could order yards of fill dirt. Like, have you ever heard of our, like, the greatest revenge, like, you could possibly give to somebody?
No, what's that?
Like, that's completely legal.
No.
Like, so if there is somebody in this world
I have a couple, but
that you
yours.
Hate,
yeah.
That you want to inconvenience, here's what I've come up with.
Yeah.
You get a construction dumpster,
yeah.
And you repaint it, and then you put a different logo and company with a phone number to a burner phone you own.
Okay.
Then you deliver that to that person's driveway. And when they keep calling you like, hey, why is this construction dumpster in my yard? You're like, oh, man, you signed a 19-month contract. We can't pick that. you're gonna get penalized. And then they start freaking out like, what the fuck? This is the wrong address. Like, no, man, I got your signature right here.
Oh,
it's got
boy.
Your signature. And then you send another dumpster. And it's a competing company. And when they call, it's like, oh, man, I heard you were having trouble with the Bob over at fucking Easy Dumpsters. Now they got two goddamn construction dumpsters in their yards.
That would be the best and the worst if you were the person where you're just like, there's nothing worse than a construction dumpster
just in
front of your fucking house.
No, you drop it right in their driveway to where there's nowhere for them to park.
Oh,
like,
that's
and now
so
they have
good.
To call.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, this
because they can't just tow
it's a mistake. No. That this was, and then yeah, but that's the conundrum.
Just, yeah.
They keep calling the company, but the company doesn't exist, and it keeps going to your phone.
Yeah.
And you keep leave a message. Let me transfer you.
What
oh
the
man.
Fuck,
listen,
man.
Let me look into that. I'll get back to you on the 23rd. It's the 9th.
The owner's out on leave. We're
he's out of the country.
Him.
He had a relative die in Austria. weird, man. But we gotta get back to you.
That's so
you're just
good.
Stacking. Me and Evan also had the idea where we were gonna put on hard hats and reflective vests.
Okay.
And we were gonna buy. We found a full on like. No shit, like candy vending machine.
Oh yeah, okay,
On Craigslist, we were gonna wheel it into the mall in Utah and just stock it full of fish, and then it was it's gonna be called Big Ron's Secondhand Fish Vending.
Yeah,
and again, the phone number goes to our burner
somewhere
phone.
Else. Yeah,
like so every time they call, like
you gotta record all of
3 days. That thing is gonna
you gotta record
stink.
All
stink, but like, you put it in a mall.
Yeah,
so you put it in a mall, and you're like, God damn it,
dude! I would Photoshop like 9 pages of work orders. So anybody up to us, like,
no, Shelly,
mall manager, like, we're just putting this here, and then we're out of your hair.
We're out of here. Yeah. We're dropping her off. We're leaving.
Anywhere with a good looking work order and a good polo shirt.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you can.
A reflective vest and a hard hat and a dolly.
Oh, you're done.
Nobody's like,
don't
wait, what?
That
no,
guy.
This is, here's a work order.
And like, and one of those pieces of paper that's got pink and yellow.
Pink and yellow?
Like,
yeah.
Not touching this dude.
These guys are legit.
I was saying the other way to inconvenience someone, if you have their phone number and their address, this is like legit super easy and super annoying to them, is you put an ad on Craigslist. So it's one of two items, either a trampoline or a drum kit. And you say like, hey, got this sweet drum kit I'm giving away. First come, first serve. Sunday, here's my address. If I don't answer, knock harder. And either leave their number or their address. They will be from 4 a.m. on. It will be just crowds
I've
of
done
people.
That. I did it, but no address. I just did
phone number.
Free monkeys.
Free monkeys.
Yes. So like I found really good photos of man chewing
holy
baby monkeys.
Shit.
Like, hey, we didn't realize our monkey was gonna give birth to three of these things.
Oh,
we
my
got
God.
Three. Go ahead and call, you know, first come, first serve, free monkeys.
Yeah, the key is
because
first come,
everybody's
first
like
come,
fucking
first serve.
Craigslist
yeah.
is like,
yeah.
I didn't need a monkey today, but this one's free.
It's free.
I have to have a monkey.
I'll take a fucking
like,
monkey.
You got people already buying monkey food and everything. Like, no, we're good. We're good. Can I get the monkey? My buddy had to change his phone number.
No shit. Yeah. That's truly malicious.
250 some odd fucking phone calls in the first 2 hours.
I just get
a text. What did you do? I'm always blamed. It's like an immediate blame for me.
Well,
what did you do?
Chances are you did do it. Did, so.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
I did.
That is
that.
A good move.
Oh, Freddie, I'll show you this one. One of my best friends.
Audio show, Jared.
We
remind
it.
Jared
we
all the time
it.
It's an audio show.
So
well, no way. Okay.
He
oh,
was,
holy shit.
So they were both my best friends. He was dating one of my best friends. And they broke up, and the next day, I texted them both at around 11, and I said, you're welcome. You'll figure it out on your drive home from work.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
And this
so
was on the freeway.
It's a billboard here.
And yeah,
it's
yeah. Describe it.
It's a billboard.
Jared
giant.
Forgets it's an audio show.
Yeah, exactly. It's audio. You got theater of the mind.
Yeah.
There's three pictures of a guy, like, in a skiing outfit, shirtless on the beach, and then just, like, wearing just, like, a windbreaker, and it just says on top, want a date with this hunk. Call and then a real phone number.
No way.
Yes. And this is like on digital billboard
on the freeway.
Size.
On the freeway.
Where did you guys do this?
In Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Holy
did it work?
Fuck.
Did
this was it? This was Heather's boyfriend.
Oh my God.
What?
The day after they broke up, this was on the freeway.
She did it?
I did it. He got three dates out of it and a blowjob.
Really?
Well, so it worked.
Yeah,
it did
good
work.
For him.
It did
That's
work.
A better success rate than Tinder.
Have you seen my jet ski?
Is that your jet ski?
That's my jet ski.
Oh, God.
Hey, come
Are you
on.
Just showing off your
right
jet
now.
Ski. It's
Don't
a good
get,
jet ski.
It's a stand-up jet ski, Freddie. No one gets a stand-up
Wait,
jet ski.
You got a stand-up jet ski? Oh, it's one of the little... Okay, yeah. You've
no.
seen this. So you know that
Not
there's like...
Cool.
So here's a funny side story. We were doing a video. We were looking at jet ski stunts and like water and sort of... And it's a small community of people who still do like water-based, boat-based stunts. Like,
right.
You'll see a lot of them in movies and the guys who are doing them have been doing them since like forever and they're just like the guys
if
on
If you
it.
Need them, I know all of them now.
Oh, yeah. God.
You want to know why? Because they all have stand-up jet skis
exactly.
and you can do all the stunts on them. And they're like, yeah, they're kind of lame, but you know, you can do all the cool stunts on them. Like, there's like, they can go underwater and they come up and they like do jumps and stuff. But as far as I can tell, that's the only use for a stand-up jet ski.
Ever. Like, yeah. of all time. And Jared still swears by a stand-up jet ski where it's like, bro, the resale on that is like $80. You will never, ever get like a,
oh
like somebody
God.
Who's out there is like, man, you know what I need in my life is a good stand-up
like,
jet
I've never
ski.
Understood even the people who do like the stand-up kayaking.
Said that, but look at me. I said that 7 months ago.
For Jared, $80 on Craigslist.
$80. And he, you know. Yeah.
What's the, I mean, listen, are you happy? Are you happy with it? He's nodding.
So you would say, like...
It is my favorite possession that I have. I love it to death. I just want to be on it every day.
Can we ask how much the jet ski was?
It was $12,000.
And that was including the shrink wrap and all that shit?
It was custom. It's
I know it's custom.
Built.
Look, we've like, seen it a million times on Instagram.
Guy,
we know it's
guy,
custom built.
The guy that built it, like, he was never even going to build another two-stroke
yeah, you brought,
stand-up
he,
again.
He was chopping wood and trees in the wood. He brought him out of retirement for one
really?
Last
Really? Yeah, yeah. Really broke the mold with that one. Jesus Christ. Yeah. The
yeah,
guy
he,
was actually shocked. Like, wait, what?
Me, though.
People are still doing stand-up jet. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I'll do it. I'll do it for you.
God. He built it for me, though. It was custom.
Congratulations, Jared. We're all, like, honestly,
proud.
Yeah, we're proud.
Thank you.
Proud's
Happy
almost,
for you.
Yeah, proud's
Have
almost
you
too light of a
stunts?
Word.
Yeah.
I can.
What stunts can you do on your custom stand-up
I can
ski?
Do a nose step. Pretty good at those now.
Okay.
That's lame. What else? Can
it's
you do a backflip
lame.
Yet?
I will do a backflip.
But you haven't done one.
I have
that's
not.
On his, okay. That's on his spirit board. That's
yeah,
on his
yeah,
spirit
yeah.
board.
You
I
know,
will
got,
do
I've
a
got my board.
Yeah, you've got
you
your
know, backflips.
Okay,
Superman.
So if you get good with stunts, I'll say this: I will shoot and edit your stand-up jet ski stunt reel.
Oh shit!
But you need more than two stunts. You need
yeah,
to get good at it.
Have,
I will come out and
stunts.
I will and the whole thing, and we'll send it around town, and we're gonna get you work on the Waterworld show.
Yes.
At Universal.
Yes.
This is the goal now. So it was. They did give me this last month. They said I had 1 year. To enter a professional freestyle competition and place better than last place.
Shut the fuck up.
But here's the kicker, though.
Okay.
Is I've met all the pros.
Yeah.
So like, I had a question. There's a guy, Luke Rodolone, in Australia. I'm like, Luke, I can't get a full 180. And he's like, well, send me a video of you doing it. So I send him a video. He goes out and makes a 4-minute video instructing me what I was exactly doing wrong.
No shit.
And then sends it back. And he's like, here, try this. I go out and boom, I'm good. Like,
so you have
digitally coaching.
You have expert tutelage.
Yes.
You have no excuse then.
I know. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
You don't.
Mark Gomez, him and I are hanging out this winter. That's the best in the world. Like,
yeah. It's stand-up jet skis?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting distinction, I guess.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. We got to get off of this topic. Freddie Wong,
yeah.
Who we do this thing every week called the Drinking Bro of the Week.
Okay.
It's somebody inspirational, somebody that has inspired you, somebody that you may have looked up to or helped you in your career. So we want to give you the opportunity to give you the Drinking Bro of the Week. Who
did,
would you
did
like
we do
to
this
dedicate
last time?
That to?
We did.
Did.
Who did I say last time?
Freddie.
It was a German director.
Herzog.
Yeah.
Werner? Was it Werner Herzog?
Werner Herzog. It's funny, too, because I'm like the first person that came to mind. I was like, oh, there's Herzog.
That's your go-to?
God, hold on. Fuck. No, hold on. Give me a second. There's so many fucking
Was
good.
There somebody that helped you out in your career?
Who
gave you a big break?
You can give it to Clint or Eli. If they're deserving,
if they're deserving of it,
yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll throw another director out there.
Okay,
it's a Japanese director.
Okay,
Takeshi. You know, Takeshi.
Yeah,
Takeshi Kitano.
Yep.
Here's why the Japanese directors are inspirational to me, because they don't just are. They're not just like one trick ponies. Like he is also a painter. He's also a poet. He's also a comedian. He is also like a philosopher. He's like there's so many. They have so much shit that they add to it that I'm like, that's like the way you gotta live life. Like it's to the point where I'm like
figure
now like I have a list of like things I'm like not. It's not like people are like, oh, it's like you're like, you know, apocalypse survivalist. I'm like, no. This is like, this is a list of skills that I think you need to have. Or like things you need to achieve, like to just be like a well-rounded
person,
individual. Yeah. And it's shit like for example, like it's like pottery. Like I'm taking pottery classes. I'm like, yo, ceramics was how humans like got out of the stone. Like that's how we got cookware. Like that's important skill to have. Like I should be able to do that. And it's like, so I look at these Japanese directors like Beat Takeshi. I'm like, these guys are all dudes who have like 1,000 things that they're like insanely good at. And it's like, this is the way to live. Like
it's why I don't respect golf. It's because golf is the only sport out there that like even if you're good at it, it doesn't give you a tangible survival skill.
No.
Oh, interesting.
Like if you think about that, like football, you're an athlete. You can run from something that's chasing you.
All of track and field.
You can lift things and
like all
golf is the only thing that you could just be a lazy piece of shit and still be good at it, but
if somebody broke into your house, you could still beat them to death with a golf club.
Not really, because I mean, you're not gonna upswing somebody.
No, but you can downswing like a motherfucker.
They're not good at that.
Yeah, that's against the form.
Have you ever seen a fucking golfer with fucking arms? No, they look like fucking pasty boys.
You're true. That's true.
Here's the thing. Also, it's like it's also in the hierarchy. It's like if someone from another sport went to that sport, how well could they do? And to me, it's like, yeah, it's a lot of fine motor control, but like if a football player tried playing golf, like you know that guy's pounding those long drives.
Yeah,
like,
but
nonstop.
Still almost every sport, every major celebrity figure, sport, athlete, whatever, they've all played golf.
Yeah.
No golfer is like, hey, I'm going to fucking roll
That's
into
true. It never flips the other way. It never flips the other way. It's never like, this golfer became a kicker. It's like, nah. This golfer went on to play tennis.
Even tennis, that's more of a fucking active.
Like, and it's also, it's high intensity, cardio. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
You can swing a fucking baseball bat.
You get really good at driving golf carts. Nah, but the caddy does it for you, doesn't it? You're really good at judging distance. There you go.
No. What I was, oh God, who were we talking about?
The caddy does that for you, too.
That's true, you're right.
The thing about
golf caddy has better skills than the golfer.
Yeah. Even in shooting, like you get better at shooting because you get better at the fundamentals in doing the same thing the same way every time and then judging your atmosphere and your surroundings. Well, with golf, you can't do that. So if you go from playing 18 holes at sea level to playing 18 holes at 7,000 feet, like even if you were smart as shit and you're calculating, you're never going to hit that ball the same time, the same way, the same power.
Mm-hmm.
So true. You can never do the math
to be
there. Because there's a random, there's a bit of chaos
there's
in it,
a lot
right?
of luck.
So you know what it is? Golf is the slot machines of sports.
It really is. It really is. It really is. And never in a million years did I hear what I think I heard Jared bring up sports on a podcast before. Ever.
My utter hatred for golf.
I know. Freddie Wong, this episode was amazing. Goddamn, you're one
let's
of
hear
favorites.
About always a podcast again.
Yes. Yeah, Story Break. It's on wherever fine podcasts are downloaded, I guess. It's Story Break. Break.
I'm listening to that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The last episode we did was we were what would a show for teen James Bond be? And not just it's teen. It's no. Millennial James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a vape.
Yeah, he's got
a vape. Anyway, so it's fun. So we did Microsoft Clippy, the Disney anime, the Disney movie of Microsoft Clippy, the paperclip. it's just ridiculous stuff every week. It's fun. It's good times.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Thanks for having me on.
Go check
guys.
Out Freddie's show. Yeah, go check out Freddie's podcast. Again, you're Jared's idol. and one of our favorite guests. Thank you so much
thanks for having me on, guys.
For stopping by today. We appreciate it. For Freddie Wong, Jared Taylor, I'm Ross Patterson. Good night to everyone.
Thanks, man.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.